There's an Italian saying, if you could fry a shoe, people would eat it. I mean, is there anyone who doesn't love fried food? It's the crunch and the crisp and that thing about something succulent hidden inside. And fried chicken, that's the peak. Well, two like-minded souls trek the country stalking the best fried chicken recipes. Lee Brian Traeger and Adina Sussman authored Fried and True, more than 50 recipes for America's best fried chicken and sides. Well, our contributor, Melissa Clark, immediately stepped up for this assignment. She talked with Lee and Adina at the end of their journey in New York City.
We have Adina here in the studio. Hello, Adina.
Hello.
And we have Lee, who's on the phone. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Melissa.
You guys write in the book that fried chicken is having an it moment. What is it about fried chicken? Lee, why is it such an obsession with you?
It's the ultimate comfort food. Whether it's a white tablecloth restaurant, a pop-up side of the street, or even a supermarket or Popeyes, everybody seems to have a favorite fried chicken story is what we learned in writing the book.
Adina, why do you think fried chicken is having a moment right now?
I think it's kind of the next iconic American food that's getting its due. Sort of like hamburgers and barbecue have sort of been revived and celebrated and kicked up a notch. I think chefs are doing the same thing now with fried chicken.
And when you were writing the book together, were you surprised at the breadth of the fried chicken recipes that you came across while you were talking to chefs and you were traveling? Lee, was it a surprise to you or did you know?
Well, I don't think that I knew just how much interest there would be. I think one of the biggest concerns that I kept badgering Adina about is I'm saying, how different could recipes be? You know, how are we going to, A, photograph it to make them look different, and B, how different could a recipe be? And boy, was that the sorriest thing that I ever said. I mean, there are as many fried chicken recipes as there are hamburger recipes or any other recipe out there, and everybody has their own take.
Adina, did you come out of writing this book with a favorite fried chicken recipe?
Definitely. I have a hands-down favorite. It came from a fantastic chef named Asha Gomez, who has a restaurant in Atlanta called Cardamom Hill. Asha is from Kerala in the southern part of India, and her chicken fuses Southern Indian and Southern American traditions. And it just makes so much sense when she tells us about the history of the part of India where she came from, the Portuguese influence, how in that part of India there are many Christians, so they eat pork. Sorghum is used, just like in the South. Rice, obviously, and all kinds of spices. So Asha has fused that tradition with American fried chicken traditions.
And what does she do? What is her chicken like?
Her first step is she creates an incredible buttermilk brine that blends the buttermilk with a whole host of green herbs and jalapenos, mint, cilantro, ginger, fresh garlic, salt, lots of salt. And she blends it up in the blender and cloaks the chicken in this emerald green mixture. So just looking at it is a feast for the eyes to start with. And then she dredges it very simply in flour and skillet fries it. And as the chicken fries, the emerald green color kind of pushes through the dredge and you can sort of see the green kind of come up and sort of cook into the chicken. So it's this experience of freshness, very heady, lots of aromas and scents. It's really incredible.
What about you, Lee? Did you have a favorite chicken recipe from this book?
You know, I like so many of them. It's hard to pick one, but I think the one that stands out is one of the first ones that we sampled, and it was from a jazz player in New Orleans, and his name is Kermit. And his restaurant that we went to is now closed, but I understand he recently reopened. And it was really probably one of the most fun experiences because we were going into this nightclub in probably not the most, it's actually the Treme area of New Orleans. And we kind of pulled up to it and said, okay, are we going in here? And we walked in and it was warm and the doors were open. The club was obviously closed in the daytime. And we asked this big gentleman where Kermit was, and he pointed to the corner. And there in the corner of the room is this kind of large man laid out across some dining room tables, and he's getting a massage in the middle of the day. And we said, hey, we're here for your fried chicken. And he got up a few minutes later. He put on his Kermit green chef's jacket, took us into the kitchen, made the simplest, best fried chicken. And that really stands out. But I think it's a combination of the whole experience of meeting Kermit and his colleagues who were working with him in the kitchen that day. I think one was named Dirty Rice. And Adina, was the other one called Ray Boom Boom?
Yeah, so Dirty Rice was sort of his doorman slash friend who's also manning the barbecue outside where Kermit personally barbecues chicken before every show. So as we see, he's a multi-genre chicken preparer.
And trumpeter.
Yes, exactly. And he's a regular on the late great television show Tremé, which chronicles life in New Orleans after Katrina. And our chef was Ray Boom Boom, who sort of like Madonna or Cher only has one name and has cooked at a lot of the best restaurants in New Orleans over the years. And Ray and Kermit showed us how they made their incredible chicken.
And what was it about that chicken, Lee? What was so great about it?
You know, it was a simplicity, and I remember him taking it out of the refrigerator, dredging it in flour, and clapping it. You know, I thought clapping was unique to me. Then, of course, I learned that all America is clapping their hands when they're making fried chicken, both while doing it, and probably at the end to applaud themselves on such delicious dish.
The clapping helps remove any additional extraneous flour before frying, and we saw that a lot in New Orleans. In addition to pretty much every chef in New Orleans recommended using chilled chicken, which they believe helps the skin adhere to the chicken and also render.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds counterintuitive, but they believe that it creates a crispier finished product.
Lee, you write about an experimental chef in New York named Wiley Dufresne and his take on Popeye's chicken.
Well, I think even before we started this book, I had heard that when Wiley Dufresne got married that they had Popeye's fried chicken at their wedding. So I knew this was somebody from the get-go that we had to include in the book. But more importantly, before Wiley, getting Popeyes included in the book was something that Adina and I really wanted. And Adina wrote this wonderful letter to the chief marketing officer of Popeyes, telling them that we were going to be on this road trip and that Popeyes was a personal favorite of mine. And we got this very, very nice cordial letter back, basically thanking us, but they couldn't possibly consider seeing us or letting us into their test kitchen. And I chimed in and I said, hey, I've been talking about Popeyes being my favorite chicken for years. I have it in print. I've written about it. Plus, a lot of the culinary world really loves Popeye, and it would be a great disservice not to allow us into their headquarters in Atlanta. And lo and behold, after a bunch of emails back and forth, I think we wore this lovely gentleman down, and he finally agreed to see us at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. And I remember pulling up there and saying to Adina and our wonderful photographer, Evan Sung, let's look at our watches. We will be out of here in a half hour. And it was probably a good 2.5-3 hours later when we were really rolling out of Popeyes. And not only did they sit with us and talk with us, but they took us up to their test kitchen and allowed us to kind of watch the whole experience of Popeyes fried chicken being made. Although they did not share the recipe with us, we were able to kind of figure the recipe out. And probably my favorite chapter or one of my favorite subjects in the book is Wiley Dufresne creating the Popeyes recipe for us for the book. And I tried it over the weekend, and it was so good I was almost tempted to run to a Popeyes just to do a taste test comparison. But I think we kind of nailed it on the head right there.
In a way that's very easy for the home cook to execute, which, knowing that it's a Popeyes recipe and a Wiley Dufresne recipe, was
right.
Kind of a culinary miracle.
Adina Lee, thank you so much for chatting chicken with us.
It's our pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
And it was my deep-fried pleasure to be with you guys.
Lee Brian Traeger and Adina Sussman are the authors of Fried and True, and they left us with two recipes to get both sides of what's going on with America's fried chicken. Kermit Ruffin's hard fried chicken and that Carolyn fried chicken that Adina talked about. And you can find them both at splendidtable.org.